And again, it was a month ago when Irma hit South Florida, and officials are evaluating what worked and what didn't in their preparation and response. In Miami-Dade County, Mayor Carlos Jimenez is thinking about hurricane shelter openings. He says his communication plan was to give a list of open shelters to local media and organizations that help with hurricane prep. But some evacuees arrived at shelters before volunteers did.
The problem was that somebody released that list of shelters before they were ready to open, and that's what caused people to stand outside in line.
At a recent meeting debriefing Irma, Jimenez said the county will take another look at how it communicates both internally and with the public before hurricanes. The mayor also clarified what aid people can expect at a shelter.
It has to be secure. It should have power to keep the basics on, and also should have food available for the duration of the time that we have people staying there. It's not a comfortable place to be. It can't be.
Emergency managers from the county and the Red Cross say people should still bring 3 days' worth of food and water because supplies can be limited. Evacuees also should bring medications and their own bedding. Cots aren't guaranteed at general population shelters.